Well, Lee, let's start with team news. How are you looking?
Very strong, I have to say. We've obviously brought in Michael Smith. No new injury worries from Tuesday night, which was good. Rested a couple of players, which was good, that needed a rest. And a couple coming back. We're hoping to add another one today into our squad. So if that works, then we'll be pleased with that. So generally no complaints going into the game with a strong group.
When you say add another one today, what do you mean by that?
Well, we're looking to bring in Simeon Jackson. Obviously, he's been with us and training with us from the start of the year. And he's been excellent. He's been a really good lad to have around the place, a good finisher. And I think somebody that's got that experience at getting promotions and scoring goals at this level. So the opportunity came where we made him an offer just before the window, and touch wood, he's accepted it. It's not done yet, so it's one of those that you still got to sort of dot the I's and cross the T's. That's the right one. And like I say, it gives us another string to our bow.
Is that going to be a long-term deal, a short-term deal, pay as you play, and what sort of structure are you looking at?
Well, it'd be a short-term deal initially, and one that we, like, obviously, if he does well, we can move it on very quickly. But I think it leaves us with 4 or 5 really good striking options there now. You've got Sam Winnell, Simeon Jackson, that's proven goal scorer, albeit a couple of years ago. You've got Michael Smith, very proven last year. Marley Watkins, don't forget, that can play up front. Dan Crowley tells me he can play up front every 10 minutes. So, do you know what I mean? We've got options, as well as, of course, another couple that could play there if we needed to. So, strong. And I'm a big believer in changing your strikers in games at times. And just to give you that sort of impetus, Connor Wilkinson's away. That's important to say, because he's on international duty, so he'll be out. So that's not an injury worry, but that's the one bit of team news that's changed.
It's kind of a different headache you've got at the minute, isn't it? Now you've got to decide which players are going to have to miss out just because they can't get into your side.
Very, very difficult. It is. It really is. I mean, it's a great problem, and one that I'm pleased now I'm in, because previously it's been quite easy to pick a team. But now it's going to be difficult, and I'm going to have to manage my players very well. I think you see when we play with energy, we're very good. When we don't play with energy, we're very bad. And it's going to be a fine line. I'm going to have to be brave and bold and sometimes go against the grain to pick teams that play with that energy, because that is so important to our style.
Just final on a team news point up front, Ryan Williams, how's he looking?
Looking good, yeah. Pleased with him. I was desperate to try and get him some minutes in that JPT game. Just came a little bit too early. But he's back in full training today. He's been doing a lot of physical work and had no complaints as far as any groin niggles or anything like that. So he's had sort of a mini pre-season, really. And now we're looking at him to get back on the balls. And hopefully, sooner rather than later, he'll be involved.
With all of the striker options you've got now, is it two up top? Is that what you're looking at doing?
I'm looking to have the options. The club's in the bag, and there's no defined tactic, if you like. I think we can pick a group or a team that we think will win the game, and that may be a variation of tactics. Could be two up top in a 3-5-2, could be a diamond, could be a 4-2-3-1 with one in the hole, and I'll play the best players and the team that I think is going to go and win the game. Now, every game's different. Not that we look at the opposition to the point where it affects us. We look at ourselves and pick our team and then try and impose our strengths on the opposition. But, like I say, it's good to have all the clubs in the bag.
I was going to say, because it almost sounds like you're a horses for courses kind of man then.
No, not horses for courses at all. It's about we can still play within our philosophy, given any defined tactic. And that's important, that the philosophy stays the same. But the tactic can change. The objective, of course, is to win the game, every game we play. But there's a tactic involved in that. And generally, tactics only really come into play defensively as well, because offensively, I like to give my players the freedom to go and do what they want within a defined structure. But defensively, the tactic becomes very important.
How's Michael Smith been settling in this week then? He's only been a couple of days, I know, but...
Well, I only see him 3 minutes ago for the first time. So in that 3 minutes, he's settled in great. And everybody's made him feel welcome. And no, he's fine. He's got a blister issue at the moment. Not that's going to stop him, but people will say blisters should be able to get on with it, but actually it can affect a footballer quite a lot. So we've got the foot specialist in today.
Didn't Sam Winnell have a blister as well earlier?
Yeah, I think nowadays the pitches are very, very hard, and a lot of them are that Deso, which is sand-based, and actually sand gets firmer when it gets wet. So generally they're rock hard, and it's sometimes with big players particularly that like to wear studs, it's important that they take care of their feet, because blisters can be a part of the pitfalls of football.
Mm. Harry White, what are your plans for him? He's obviously come into the club. How are you viewing how he might move forwards here?
Well, we've got hopes for him. We've got high hopes for him on the long term. Do you know what I mean? He's not under any pressure to get minutes this season. It'd be great if he could get minutes this season. And if he's the best striker we've got, he'll play. But we just felt it was one that made our under-21 group stronger. He's a good character, he's a good lad, he's had men's football and he's performed in men's football. It was a good deal for us to bring him in, and like I say, we'll try and improve him. It's a great environment to work in ours, particularly under Paul Eckenbottom in that group. And that group does need improving. The underbelly of the squad, in my opinion, is good, but can be improved. And we have to improve sort of every facet of the club.
How will you view the loan market when it reopens? Because I think, is it six loans you've got in now? How will you view it? Because you can only have so many in a matchday squad, can't you?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the Smith one, it was better to be alone. It was better to be alone. We could have brought him in on a permanent. I've been very honest and very open. He hasn't had a start to the season like he had finished to the end of last season. And I think he's had a lot of sort of thought process of getting back up north, and he's been desperate to get up north, and maybe that's affected part of his play. Not that he's been poor, he just obviously hasn't been as good as he was last year. So really looking forward to getting him in, getting him under our sort of wing, getting him playing in our philosophy, and getting him going again. Alright, it's only been 4 or 5 games and he's had this blister problem, but we believe he could be a big player for us now and in the future, and we've got to get him going.
But could you look at bringing in more loans? Because like I say, there's only so many you can actually field, aren't there, at one stage?
Yeah, no, I wouldn't. No, it's not ideal, is it? If there was anyone coming in now, it would be a permanent, that's for sure. You can convert standard loans. So Connor Wilkinson is still a possibility to convert if we needed to, or if we wanted to, and if Bolton wanted to do that. So, but we're all right. Do you know what I mean? We're going to need to rotate the squad a little bit. I now can rotate the squad because the quality is very high and very close, if you know what I mean. There's no one player that stands out and says he must play over anybody else, which is a really good environment to have. And training will bump up again another notch. And it's very important to do that.
I just wanted to follow up on something you told us Tuesday night as well about the bid that came in for Mark Roberts from a Championship club, and kind of how you dealt with that. Did you tell him about it? How has he reacted to it? What was the situation?
Well, I'm always pretty honest with the players, because obviously I've been a player myself, and that's the line I take with them. I tell them if we get any interest or any bids, it doesn't mean they're going to go, of course. But I think it's important that they know and they understand the thought process of myself and the club. I did receive a verbal bid for him, and that's a good thing, really. I think I only really highlighted it to everybody, not that we was ever going to accept it, by the way, but it was just a case of look, this lad's coming from non-league and he's doing well, and Championship clubs are interested in him, and he's been spoke about in many conversations with me with other managers. So I think his Everton game was superb. I think he was really poor against Rochdale, as were a few others, but I write that one off because of the jelly legs that they had after a real intense few weeks.
And he was happy with how you dealt with it? He, like you say, knew that you weren't going to accept it. We didn't have a Sido Berahino issue as such.
No, and I think that's important, isn't it? Like, for me, that transparency and honesty, I think people have got to understand, and players, that it is a business as well, but he's a fundamental part of our squad and very important to us, and I believe this is the right club for him because he's already showed that level of improvement, and he'll continue to improve And like I say, he's one that's probably impressed me most so far out of the new signings. Not because the other signings haven't done well, because of where he's come from and where he's got to so quickly.
So Shrewsbury then, what do you make to them? Yet to win in the league this season?
They're not bad, you know. They're a decent side. Very strong on set pieces. They play a very expansive game. Obviously, ex-manager of the club that will be keen to come back and do well. And it's a good game for us. It's another really tough game. I know that they haven't picked up a win yet, but I've watched them and like their last sort of three or four games on DVD, and I like them. I think they'll have a good season. I think they've just had a poor start, and we've got to capitalise. But I think that we can now. I think I can make strong changes from the bench, and that's really important. I remember last year went to Bristol City away against top of the league and played really well for like 80 minutes. They brought on three really strong subs, and we couldn't quite match that as far as substitutes. But now we've got that bit more experience, both on the bench and within the group that we've already got.
And it's the end of this relentless run, really, isn't it, as well? No midweek fixture next week, so you can kind of put everything into this knowing you've then got a week where you don't have to fulfil a fixture.
Definitely. And I think I'm definitely going to give the lads Sunday, Monday off, because it's been a really intense period. Win, lose or draw, I'll give them that. And I think we've played the most minutes out of anyone in any league in England, haven't we, so far? So and now we've got new signings in, it'll be very difficult to keep a structured team, really, because there'll be people knocking on the door all the time. But it's a good thing, because going into the games now, Saturday to Saturday, there's certainly no excuse for lack of energy.
I suppose in some ways then it's good that you've got the youngest squad in the division, isn't it? With the fact that you've played more minutes than anybody else. If the young players, if anyone's going to get through it, it's the young players.
Yeah, it is, yeah. And I think we'd have had a couple of more. Had we been at this stage sort of 5-6 weeks ago with the players we've got in now, and obviously you can't always get that. It's unrealistic to think that. But if we ever get that period again this season, i.e. with a good JPT run or FA Cup run, this squad now will be able to deal with that for sure.